The time is 12:30. This is the Afternoon Magazine on WILL AM 580. Jim Meadows filling in for Craig Cohen today. Jason Croft is our technical director. Coming up in a few minutes, news and weather, and a conversation with officials from the Education Advocacy Group Advance Illinois, which has issued its own report card on Illinois' public schools. Their verdict: things are improving, but not nearly fast enough. Right now, a look at news from Illinois Public Media. President Obama's home state plans to partner with the federal government to run a health insurance exchange in the first year for coverage starting in 2014. Illinois state officials plan to submit a blueprint for that partnership to the federal government today. After that first year, Governor Pat Quinn's administration hopes to persuade Illinois lawmakers to pass legislation needed for the state to build its own exchange. An exchange is an online marketplace where consumers and small businesses can shop for health insurance. The exchanges are considered one of the cornerstones of the federal health care law. Meanwhile, Indiana Governor-elect Mike Pence is formalizing his opposition to a state-run health insurance exchange in a letter to Indiana's outgoing governor, Mitch Daniels. Pence wrote yesterday that the state could not afford to build its own exchange for residents to purchase health insurance. He also says he opposes a hybrid partnership with the federal government for now, but would consider changing his mind before a February deadline. If Pence declines the hybrid option in a few months, the federal government would build an exchange for Indiana and run it for a year. Illinois' budget hangs in the balance of debt and need. A new report from the state's comptroller gives details. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Comptroller Judy Bartopinka writes that one thing about the budget is certain, that companies, organizations, and individuals hired by the state will continue to wait to get paid. Topinka projects Illinois is using about $5 billion of this year's earnings to pay down last year's bills, creating a backlog that forces vendors contracted by the state to wait for their paychecks. Beyond that, Topinka, a Republican, says there's a lot of uncertainty. Legislators were keen to cut state spending when they passed a budget in the spring, but now there's pressure to restore some of the dollars, especially for the Department of Children and Family Services, which says it needs more money or it'll lay off caseworkers who help keep at-risk kids out of foster care. And there are calls to put more money into education. But unless lawmakers approve ways to bring in more money, that'll create a bigger bill backlog. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Urbana Mayor Laurel Prussing will have at least one opponent in the Democratic primary. Les Stratton worked for the city for about 30 years before retiring in 2010. Stratton says if he's elected, he would focus his attention on infrastructure projects and attracting new businesses.
My vision sees growth. I want Urbana to have more businesses. I wanted the downtown to become more viable, and we're going to do what we can, if elected, to promote all of that.
Stratton says if more people end up settling in Urbana, he'd like to eventually see tax rates go down for everyone. While Stratton would face Mayor Prussing in the Democratic primary in February, the only Republican candidate for mayor of Urbana at this point is Rex Bradfield. The filing period for that race begins Monday and runs through November 26th. Four wrongfully convicted men who each spent about 15 years in Illinois prisons are suing the city of Chicago and the Cook County State's Attorney for framing them for murder. Robert Wildebor reports.
As teenagers living in Englewood in the 1990s, the four men confessed to the crime, even though new DNA testing shows they didn't actually do it. In discussing the case, Attorney Flint Taylor doesn't shy away from using the word framed.
It means that once you decided who you thought did it as a detective, you built a case around them. And then when it becomes clear that you're wrong, you continue to pursue that case and you turn your back on the fact that these men are in the penitentiary and their lives are being destroyed.
Taylor says he doesn't think the police intentionally targeted the kids for a wrongful prosecution from the outset. But he says once police had confessions, they ignored all other evidence. Taylor says to do anything else would have forced police to answer some tough questions about how they got confessions from teens who didn't commit the crime. I'm Robert Wildebor.
woman who had been working as a Champaign County probational correctional officer has been arrested on counts of mob action and aggravated battery. 33-year-old Sarah Garrett of Champaign was arrested yesterday at the Champaign County Satellite Jail. In a news release, the sheriff's department says a citizen asked deputies to investigate an incident that occurred Saturday evening in Champaign when Garrett was not on duty. The sheriff's department says Garrett is no longer an employee of theirs. She'll make her first appearance in Champaign County Court this afternoon. ExxonMobil has agreed to investigate the cause of an oil mist release at a northern Illinois refinery last month and develop a plan to ensure it doesn't happen again. State Attorney General Lisa Madigan yesterday announced the agreement between her office, the Will County State's Attorney's Office, and the company. The oil mist was accidentally released from the coker unit at ExxonMobil's Shanahan Township refinery October 19th and fell onto farms, homes, and a creek within a four-mile radius. ExxonMobil has 14 days to complete its investigation. And that's a look at Illinois Public Media News. I'm Jim Meadows.